This week on Dr. Drew After Dark.
And now, did it ever occur to me that they might have hidden cameras in there?
Might?
No, it never
did. They have cameras everywhere.
Now I know that.
Mm-hmm. Come on, you guys. This is so weird. I feel like dirty just looking this stuff up.
I asked my dad if I could get my belly button pierced, and he's like, if your mom does it, I'll let you do it. And I'm just like, we're going to jail. And then
there is a Disney jail. There's a whole...
They took us to it. They took us to the Disneyland jail.
Welcome to Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Dr. After Dark, 818-253-1693 for the voice messages. And now you can call in during the show. We announce it on social media, so you can be live here on the calls as well. And, of course, the emails at drdrafterdark@gmail.com. Today, a friend of the show is back, Lauren Compton, in the house. Thank
Woo-woo!
You. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. This is you're a YMH fan, you're a YMH regular, I'd say.
Heck
we'd,
yeah.
We'd like you to be if you're not. So
I'm a resident.
And we're gonna do emails, we're gonna do some videos. I tend to get into these calls and the videos tend to take back seats. So I thought maybe we'd start with a couple of videos just to kind of
sure, we could do that.
Kick it off. There's a lot of interesting things on the board there that I'm curious about. So you Ooh. Take me where you'd like me to go.
Yeah, let me see.
Oh, by the way, give all your social media stuff so people can, so we don't forget to do
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, you can find me at I Am Lauren Compton on everything.
Okay, on everything. And how about your tour dates, that kind of thing? Or your...
I just got done performing at Horseshoe Bay Resort. It was my first time doing a comedy festival, and I opened for Michael Ian Black.
Oh, interesting.
And
if people wanted to know where to get tickets, is there a site or is it all on your Instagram or where should they go?
I literally today started talking to my booker.
Beautiful.
But I will be performing at Vulcan for sure. Follow me on social media because on social media I post all of my flyers and all my tour and all my dates.
Do you have any projects coming up? Anything we should be looking out for?
Let me think. Gosh, when you ask me like that and then I have to think about it, I'm
I know,
like,
I know how that is. I know. You're like, well, where are we now?
I'm
where
like,
is that
I
gonna
swear
be?
I'm so busy, I lose sleep. But then when I think about it, I'm like, I'm not doing shit.
Television? Any television stuff coming up?
No, I hate acting.
No, I don't mean just acting, oh. But I mean like you could be hosting and stuff. There's a lot of stuff you could be doing.
Don't worry, you guys have stalled enough. I have the first
All
video
right, let's
ready.
Talk about the video. All right, let's do it.
Whoa.
Good evening,
oh,
council
I saw
peoples.
This.
You may call me mistress. I am here standing neutral to the motion approving an agreement for the proprietary purchase of yard waste processing and disposal. I do, however, find it interesting that you will spend almost $1 million to hide your secrets down the drain, hiding that condom I know you used to cheat on your spouse with. So, I propose that you use a quarter of that mill to support doms and subs in Broward County to build a dungeon created for us by us, the taxpayers and voting citizens. In closing, do not let this glamorous look distract you
glamorous?
From doing your duty to take my demand. I look forward to spanking each and every single one of you at the new esteemed dungeon. You are dismissed.
And I like
okay,
the way she...
thank you.
Yeah.
And happy holidays to you.
I like the way her pronouncement is as though everybody would want to be spanked by her. Your mouth is still open. What do you think?
I should close it before she tries to put something in it.
Yes, indeed. A ball gag. Yeah.
What city is this?
Broward County's Florida. Isn't that like where Tampa is? Is that Broward County?
I think Broward County was Texas.
Look up. I thought Broward County was Florida. It seems like, you know, Adam and I used to have a bit we would call Germany.
You
or
nailed it, Drew.
Yeah. Is it Tampa? And look where...
Fort Lauderdale?
Fort Lauderdale. It's down there. Okay. Because we used to have this thing called Germany or Florida. When somebody would call in with some bizarre, macabre, criminal behavior, we'd go, okay, slow. Germany or Florida? Which is it? Because all the weird shit. Florida's been less active with the weird shit lately, but they do not disappoint. They still have these guys. I'm wondering, Nadav, as always, I love doing this to you.
Yeah.
If we have the poop diving leather person
for
Lauren, because that's what that chick reminded me of.
Yeah, give me a minute.
All right. This is something. This isn't... Laura looks like, what are you doing? This is an old favorite, I should say. An oldie but a goodie.
Okay.
We could never make sense of it, but this woman just reminded me of this video that I could never really understand. I showed it to Jen Kirkman, and she almost vomited right here on the show, so prepare yourself a little bit. It's not as bad as I'm making it sound. Let me read an email while we wait for Adob to pull that up. Just keep this going. Keep these plates spinning. Recently, I was prescribed Adderall. I'm 36. However, I have issues keeping an erection. The people, you guys, he says, keeping it glass-cutting status. You guys can just say maintaining an erection. That's fine. My wife is quite attractive. She feels like it's her fault, which, by the way, drives me crazy. Women always feel like it's their fault when a man has any kind of sexual dysfunction. And I would argue almost never. Almost never is it the women's fault. Care to comment?
My only question so far is I want to know where he's getting Adderall, because there's a shortage. So if he could drop the pharmacy beats, that'd
be
great.
That's hysterical. So anyway, back to women and men and erectile dysfunction. Men are more likely to have, I know we got to get Lauren's Adderall habit in hand here. It's all good. I'll let it slide. More often than not, when men have erectile dysfunction, it's because they're too into the female partner.
Uh-huh.
Or they have some medical, psychological problem. It's the man only.
So Adderall, a side effect of Adderall?
Sure.
Is
any stimulant can do that. Stimulants can go either way. They can go either way. They can make you more aroused or less. Let's see. I've read the bottle. 20 milligrams of amphetamine 3 times a day. Is that normal? I got diet autism, whatever that means. Should I just slam meth? Is that the proper medicine? Okay. I am not treating you, my friend, so I cannot tell you whether or not you're on the right medication or not. I do worry about Adderall in adults. It is dextroamphetamine. That is the name of the medication.
Yeah.
It is an amphetamine analog. It can be helpful, but only very carefully and cautiously used. Okay, Lauren, get ready. Here, I think Nadav has our video.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Deep breaths. And
right, let's have some fun.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
You notice he's in a leather. It's a he, I assume. Full leather outfit.
Why would you assume that, Drew?
I don't know. Anybody have any thoughts on that? This is somebody swimming in a cesspool of poo. I know, right?
I can almost smell it.
I know. If I hadn't seen this before, I'd be vomiting again.
You know, this really takes me down memory lane.
It is taking you back a couple years.
This is the first thing I've ever prepped that, like, I had to walk away from while I was prepping it.
Is he in like a sewer?
Yeah.
He's in a septic cesspool. Tank?
A septic tank. Yeah. A septic tank.
His own?
No, no. Why do I feel like it's not in this country? I almost feel like it's another.
Oh, God.
I know. It's too much. Look at that. I know.
He's going to be the best one.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Look, he found some hair.
Ugh. You see why Jen almost vomited?
Okay. Oh, God.
Now, Drew, you said people can't get sick from this, right?
If there's no, that you can get sick from, you know, oral fecal transmission of all kinds of illnesses and viruses now, right, can be gotten this way. But it's not intrinsic to the poo.
Mm.
It has to be something in the person
that's living,
infected, and then the poo goes into the cesspool. There, Lauren, I have
this
to tell you.
This is like Fear Factor.
No, it's something, I have to tell you, you've mobilized something in me. There's this weird thing that men have. It goes in the zone of wanting to like pull a girl's hair. Like the misery that this warmed my heart. In some way, your reaction made me feel good.
Oh.
So I apologize. But that's my dark side coming out. That's it. There it is right there.
Man.
So, yeah. Yes. Yeah, so, well, didn't he kind of remind you of that chick in the black outfit?
No.
No, didn't remind you at all.
Not at all. Completely different.
But I think that's the same kind of stuff, right? Some kind of weird impulses.
I think they might be wearing the same outfit.
Yeah, same outfit.
Eating your shit.
And scatological stuff is sort of in the S&M zone, isn't it?
Do you see my neck? It's literally twitching.
It is twitching.
I think my artery is having a hard time
getting the blood to your head. It's the return blood to your heart. That's the problem.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they were wearing this. They shop at the same store.
Same plus, same stuff.
Same stuff. Mm-hmm. Very different videos.
So she wants to build a S&M dungeon in Broward County down in Fort Lauderdale. Is that where we were? Broward. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Should we spend the taxpayer money, $250,000 to build a... I mean, why should we have that kind of club as opposed to any other kind of club? That's a private enterprise. It should be a public enterprise.
I mean, it's also like, why? I don't understand the two bodyguards. Or were those her, like, simps?
Slaves?
Subs.
Sims? Subs, yes.
Whatever they are.
Yes.
And then, like, the Star Trek. I mean, I kind of got Madonna vibes. I'm like, is this Madonna underneath here?
But in a weird way, that's what she was sort of tilting at back
trying
then.
Trying to do.
That kind of... There are men, I guess probably women too, that like that sort of, what would that be, sort of Amazon female, that sort of dominant female type, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But there she is. Look, there they are. But I have, I find that not just not appealing, I find it like unappealing, right?
Yeah.
So am I missing something? Am I uptight?
No.
No, okay.
This isn't appealing to you, Joe?
No, yeah. I find it unappealing.
What about that doesn't appeal to you?
All of it? Everything? Her bullshit attitude and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and she was reading off her phone. I don't know how she saw it.
Ooh, that's interesting. Well, I guess they probably can see through those Star Trek.
She just got
little lenses that
they're just
wearing.
Like limo mirror tinted.
Yeah, just blades.
Yeah.
But again, subjecting everybody to that is what I find interesting. Riddle me this. I generally don't understand people having to impose their shit on other people, whether it's your gender or your sexuality or your habits in the dungeon. Cool. I'm cool
Do
with
you.
All of it. I'm cool with every piece of it. But what makes people want to subject even a city commission meeting?
No, I completely agree with you. I think it's
a weird,
it's
an impulse I don't have. And so I'd love to know, because maybe there's some reason, maybe it's from being oppressed or being ostracized or something or judged, whatever, that they're compensating in some way.
But just because you're comfortable with something doesn't mean that I have to be comfortable with something or we have a problem.
Well, right. And comfortable with is entirely different than disrupting a meeting and telling me I have to spend my taxpayer dollars on your shit.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's the age we live in, it feels like.
If you want a dungeon, just commit a crime.
Or that, or just go ahead and build the damn dungeon. I'm cool with that. If a private business, I might walk into it just
He's
to see
like,
what's going
on.
Send
out your invitations. You have to tell, hey, committee, you have to tell me when my boobs fall out, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
My bra's showing. This lady is going to come kidnap me if she finds out.
By the committee, you mean the booth boys? The boys in the booth?
No.
No, you mean these ladies. Okay, these actual ladies.
Also, this is a city commission regular meeting. I want to know who else is going in here.
It was only last December. Look at that. All right, let's us take some calls. I've got a bunch of stuff here. All right, some of these are sort of medical. Some of them are relational. Let's talk to Josh. What's going on, Joshua?
Hey, Dr. Drew, big fan. My entire life, I've had these red dots, like, all across my forearms. And it wasn't until about a couple weeks ago that my mom finally realized them and actually noticed them. And she thought that I was having some sort of allergic reaction. But I told her that this has been my way my whole life. And I'm just curious as to what it could possibly be.
You know, Josh, I hate to be disappointing, but when it comes to dermatological questions, I can almost never answer them because people don't know how to describe skin lesions. They're hard to describe. And just saying red dots doesn't do much for me, except to say that it probably is something about the pore function. Like dots are sort of tend to be where the follicle is. Those are the questions. Is it burn, itch, hurt?
Burn or to her at all. It's been this way my whole life, and it doesn't affect me in any way.
Yeah, it's going to be some sort of what, like a cherry angioma, things like that, some sort of little vascular abnormality that is of no consequence, but I couldn't really tell you specifically without more information. Sorry about that.
If they were red dots on your dick, we would probably...
Red dots on the dick, guys tend to get very...
Have a better idea.
Yeah, they tend to get very... They'd be like four-dice spots. You ever heard of four-dice spots?
No, I haven't.
Let's show us some four-dice spots.
Oh, so, shit.
Should you ever come across
Why
them.
Why did I even say
F-O-R-D-Y-C-E, I believe it's spelled. Four-dice spots. Shelly will be right with you. Hold on there. We've got to see if some... You going to show some four-dice spots for us?
Yes, absolutely I can.
Yes.
Well, pull it up faster. Dr. Drew's losing his mind over here waiting on seeing this.
I got a young
this.
Lady needs to see these red dots. There we go. Oh, there they are on the lips. Well, you kind of see them there. Yeah, see, that's sort of them. Go roll down. They can be a little more prominent.
Chad, be ready to blur.
Sorry. Lips. They're just in weird. They're just sort
different
of.
Different kinds of lips.
Yeah.
I think we were looking for a different kind of lips.
Yeah, but this is all the same stuff. I mean, guys, there you go. That's sort of where that treatment arrow is there. That's a pretty good example of them. There they are. Those are they. They're nothing. And they can have some little color to them sometimes. What's going on there, Shelly?
Hey, yeah. Dr. Drew. How are you?
Good. What's up?
So I was wondering. So I struggle with mental health, different challenges. And about once a year, in conjunction with my therapist and psychiatrist and team, I go ahead and make like a mental health kind of suicide safety plan kind of thing.
Interesting.
For in case I'm ever in that kind of situation or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just curious in your experience, if you have any recommendations for what to include in something like that.
No, I just love that you're doing it. Just the fact that people make a contract or a behavioral contract, a commitment, those can be very powerful, and good for you for doing that. You ever heard somebody doing this?
No.
Yeah, it's very common in short term. I've not had any experience doing it in the long term, like a year plan like this, but I'm just could not be more delighted that you're doing that. You sound so cool right now and happy. Do you get some pretty dark moods going?
Yeah, I'm diagnosed with like major depressive disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been in therapy for like 4 years now since I was in college. And yeah, it comes and goes. Today's a pretty good day, even though it's in the rainy San Francisco weather.
and a lot of suicidality with your thinking, with your moods?
Yeah, definitely. When I get into like a more difficult place, it's like things I've included like in this thing in the past that have been super helpful are like friends I can call or family, activities I can do, different breathing exercises I learned in therapy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to, that's sort of where my head was going to go, which is telling you to keep people around you, finding novel ways to have support, people around you that really care about you. But at the same time, it's also important to be around people that see you through a new pair of glasses, so to speak, see you kind of differently than you see yourself, perhaps, so you can understand your problems from a different perspective, be sort of perceived, you know, see how other people perceive you. And maybe the other thing would be maybe spend more time doing that kind of thing when you're not suicidal, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, other people.
I'm about to move, which is why I'm focusing on this right now. Like, yeah. Whenever I move, I tend to struggle with mental health.
Who doesn't? More. Where are you moving?
Moving down to Long Beach, south of LA.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you are going to have some mood problems. No. I'm just kidding. Long Beach is lovely.
Listen, I was born and raised there, did my master's there and everything. I love Long Beach.
Yeah, I was just kidding. The LBC, I get it. So, yeah, I'm not, Shelly, for me to come up with real specifics, I'd have to sort of know you better, know what you've done in the past, see what you're, you know, doing. But I just love that you're doing that kind of thing. That to have a commitment to yourself and your mental health. Look, we do that. Think how often we do New Year's resolutions for our exercise and our diet and our, you know, whatever vices we have. We're gonna do this for our year and make things better. We rarely have very specific plans around our mental health. It's a good thing.
What's a suicidal kit? Like, if you get into that place, what are your tools to help you?
Like what, like items or like strategies?
Like what specific thing is in that kit that you call upon?
Yeah, like physical stuff. Like I always love lighting candles, going on walks, making myself a bougie tea or coffee. Or just watching like old Disney movies always makes me feel better as well. In addition to like calling people, touching base with family and all that kind of stuff.
Exercise? Do you ever do any just vigorous exercise? Can't hurt.
Oh yeah, I love kickboxing.
Okay, doing stuff. It's exactly what you expect. It's exactly what you expect. But when you get in those states, if you really are in a dark one, it's hard to motivate to do things, and so you have to kind of have made a commitment so you can turn to it and go, okay, I have to force myself to do this stuff.
Yeah. Which Disney movie is your favorite?
Okay, if I'm not depressed, The Lion King.
That'll make you depressed.
I feel like that's also one that has some sad moments in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's setting yourself up for failure. What's your when you are depressed, what's your favorite Disney movie?
God, it's a great question. This is technically leaning into the Marvel leg of Disney, but Thor Ragnarok is just such a funny movie.
Yeah.
That's my go-to, Thor 3.
Oh.
There you go.
Interesting. I love it. All right, my friend, you're back in the waiting room. All right, let's do some more emails and voice messages and whatnot. Here's another game.
You know, you want to know a fun fact? I couldn't watch Disney growing up.
Because?
My family boycotted it. I was part of the Southern Baptist regime I was growing up.
This is something I did not know about you.
Yeah, I thought you might like this one.
Let's kind of go into this a little bit.
Yeah. So I grew up Southern Baptist, and my parents did not let me watch Disney at all, ever.
Imagine them now with all the transgender stuff.
I know.
Are your parents still into this thing?
No, now my mom, I think my mom watches Disney and everything, but growing up, the concept was that the whole church did it. It was a whole church agreement, like boycotting Disney because there's subliminal sexual messages that are bad for children. And so,
can you specify one?
Like, I guess in The Little Mermaid, there's a part where her fin flips up in the sand and it like spells sex.
No.
And then there's another one where, like, in another one of the movies, or like maybe it's even in the castle where the shooting star or whatever like goes across.
Yes.
One of the things is supposed to be like a penis or something like that. I don't know. But they said, and Nadav,
can confirm,
sexual subliminal messages.
Sex is spelled out in a lot of Disney movies.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I remember it being Lion King.
Yeah, okay.
I think the priest in Little Mermaid had an erection or something.
Yeah. It was something where like in every Disney movie.
The fuck?
Was these things.
And is that them just the animators doing a joke? You know what I mean? They're just like thought it was funny.
I don't know because it's a consistent thing throughout all the Disney cartoons.
Oh, there's. Okay.
That's kind of a Rorschach test.
Yeah, a little bit. All right.
But look at that. That's says sex.
Yeah, I know. They're drawing lines through the stars.
What was the other one, Lauren?
The Little Mermaid's tail.
And the priest that...
Little Mermaid sexual subliminal...
It's got... If you had told me this 10 years ago, I would just think they're making a joke. You're joking.
I don't remember like exactly what they were.
Put that one up. Let's see if we can see something. Do we see anything in there?
There was something like a metaphor for unrequited
gay love?
What?
Doesn't seem like that to me, but okay.
The Disneyland one definitely is a dick though.
Oh, where? You just saw it.
Yeah, I've seen a penis in there somewhere.
Come on, show me.
Which one's that?
I think it's like just the Disney logo.
Disney hidden sexual imagery or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one's definitely a dick.
Oh my God, come on, you guys. This is so weird. I feel like dirty just looking this stuff up.
No, where a castle at though? That's the
one, right there.
Yeah, that's
Little Mermaid.
Where?
Little Mermaid castle.
Oh yeah, see in the castle, and then they've got the penis in the background.
Well, blow that up for me, can you? So to speak.
Blow that.
Sorry, I kind of knew somebody would.
Blow it up.
You know, I mean.
Boom! There's the dick.
That's a dick, man.
Big old Come dick. On.
Right
in your face. Look at even Poseidon is shocked. He's like, oh my God, there's a dick in my kingdom.
You know, humans.
And then he's looking at the Little Mermaid like, where'd you find that dick? And she's like, oops. That's exactly what, you know. She's like, I hid that better.
Lauren, make sure you continue to use that mind for good. So that I need captions of all the these images written by Lauren Compton, but the humans have a the psychoanalyst would say the humans sort of naturally.
What
do
is
this
Mickey
stuff.
Mouse holding?
I know, it looks terrible. What's up? What was that?
It's like another dick. Oh no, it's just Minnie Mouse.
Look, if we were psychoanalysts, what's going on with the?
That's another big old dick.
That is a dick dough. That is a dildo.
Now, there's two possibilities here. One is that humans have these natural sort of tendencies to have these images reproduced in their imagery. And the other is we make these things out of the images we look at. You understand? So we're the ones superimposing that on that, even though it might have been innocently drawn.
So you don't believe that this was created by animators. You think that we are making ourselves believe that it's there. Yeah,
or what's going on with the priest here?
We got a priest.
Where? You do not.
Oh.
Oh, my God. See?
Got him.
Okay. So
God is a,
what is that, Drew?
That's a cloth that is folded a funny way that makes it look like there's an erection.
It's just tenting.
Yeah, that's real funny.
It's just tenting. A pants tent.
But she was a little boy, this might make more sense.
Indeed. Except that's the priest, though. That's the priest, not the mermaid. I see. I'm sorry.
Let's go, Dr. Drew.
Yeah. I told you, like I said, make sure that brain stays in the good zone because it's hard to keep up with when it goes dark.
I'd argue to say that it's in a great zone.
So clearly the Southern Baptist upbringing went a long way to clearing your head of these thoughts.
Yeah. Mm. So I'll tell you about how I lost my virginity. Mm. So I lost it at Disneyland.
Mm. Fuck you, Mom.
Have I told you this?
No.
Yeah. So I went to Disneyland and have you ever been on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride?
Of course.
So I went there and I went on the ride and I was on the boat and all things. And I was there with my boyfriend at the time. And we looked at it and we were like, this sounds like a great place to pop my cherry. And
you had that conversation.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly where were you on the...
We were in the back of the boat.
But were you in the part where the skeletons are sitting on the big treasures?
I think it was
or
when the dog had the keys in his mouth.
That's the end. That's the end of the thing.
Yeah, it didn't come to me until way later. And I was like, we got to get back on this ride. So then we went back.
Oh, okay.
At 8:30 at night, and we got our own little boat.
Oh, okay.
And now, did it ever occur to me that they might have hidden cameras in there?
Might?
No, it never
did.
They
have cameras everywhere.
Now I know that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so during it, I didn't. So he sat down, and then I took my shorts off, and then I rode him I was facing this way, and he was facing this way. So mm-hmm. it was like a reverse cowgirl mm-hmm. type of thing. And so we only had sex for a few seconds. But he still got off and made a little bit of a mess. And so by the time our boat docked, there was an entire cleanup crew. And I swear they had been waiting for this moment their whole lives. And so I get off the boat docks and the guy with a broom and there's a guy with a mop and a guy with a paper towels and the head honcho, very much like that dominatrix lady, was just like front center. And he was like, swab the deck. And they made me clean the boat.
What?
They made me clean the boat. They gave me sanitation spray and a rag, and I had to clean the
whole
boat.
What about your boyfriend?
He just sat by, be watched. He was just like, yeah, just tag that hussy.
Well, first of all, that is so fucking sexist. It's shocking.
Yeah, so they made me clean the deck.
Secondly,
it
feels like a horrible violation.
Yeah, I know.
And especially your first time, were you embarrassed? Did you?
No, I was actually kind of proud of it. I was like, man, this is the coolest thing I've ever done. I was like, this might be just the coolest.
Was your boyfriend hiding his face? Or?
No, we were kind of giggling and I'm just like, we're going to jail. And then
there is a Disney jail. There's a whole,
they took us to it. They took us to the Disneyland jail. So they put me in fuzzy handcuffs.
No.
Yeah.
Did one of those ladies in the leather suit show up?
No. It was just that they put me in these fuzzy, the handcuffs that you get when you're kidding and you're like, I'm going to fuck this person. And you put on the fuzzy handcuffs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So they put fuzzy handcuffs on me.
That's what I'm saying. They're sort of an S&M style handcuff.
Yeah.
Some of those ladies.
They thought this was hilarious.
Who's
so somewhere
they?
Out there, the Disneyland people. And so
there's this whole so they take you backstage, right?
They took me to Disneyland jail. Now,
but there's like they open a door that you don't know is a door, and all of a sudden you go in this underworld, right?
It's like it's just all white. It looks like a madhouse, like where you would go if like just go fuck at Disneyland, you'll see it.
But but if you, I mean, it's like you were there swabbing the deck. How many feet or yards was it before you were suddenly backstage? Like, was it just right there?
No, they had to walk me through the whole camp.
The camp?
The Disneyland.
Where did they take you?
So they escorted me.
What about your boyfriend?
Him too.
In,
yeah, he didn't just get to go ride another
ride. I know,
ride.
I was going to say. Good, it gives him a high five and off
no,
he goes.
No, they took both of us.
And did he have to wear fuzzy handcuffs?
He wore fuzzy handcuffs too.
Behind your back? Or
behind
front?
Our backs, yeah. Fuzzy handcuffs behind our back.
And each of you had one attendant? Like one security guard?
No, there was like five people that were walking with us.
How ridiculous.
I know. It was the first time I ever felt like a celebrity.
I'm actually relieved that your young self took this as such a positive experience.
Oh my gosh.
Because it could have been really not so happy.
Totally. Well, yeah. I got banned for life.
Oh my, slow down. We're still walking across Disneyland. You're walking across Disneyland. And did you accuse them of sexual imagery and
no, I didn't
rotting the minds
of
young people? Okay.
They didn't even talk to me.
So where did they take you backstage? Where did that happen?
So we went to the very front where you enter the entrance.
All the way out to the entrance.
Mm. And then on the right side, it was like this office space kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so you go in with like a little set of stairs, like this little basement thing. And then you sit in there, and I had to do thumbprints. And they took my picture, and they took a picture of my license, like scanned it, whatever, got all my name, all my stuff. And then they were like, you are banned for life.
Did they read you like your Miranda rights or anything?
No.
Or did any Orange County police officials show up? This was
no.
The Disney's own little law enforcement
Disney's
group.
Own little law enforcement. And I even asked if I could keep the handcuffs.
Oh, my God. Were you giving these guys shit the whole time?
I was like, can I keep these?
Other than that,
like,
were,
no.
you, were you giving them shit also?
I couldn't stop laughing at how hilarious I thought it was. I was just like,
were you high? Were you drunk?
No, I was completely sober.
So this begs the question, how often does this happen at Disneyland? It must happen all the time.
Oh, for sure. I'm sure they have a whole bin full of fuzzy handcuffs.
I don't mean just people misbehaving, you know, needing handcuffs, because you imagine people get aggressive and that kind of thing, or drunk or whatever.
Yeah.
But for having sex on Disney rides,
oh,
the
yeah.
fact that they had the full semen swab team ready to go.
Ready to go.
Just the oddest
with
thing
like
in the world.
With like lingo, like swab the deck.
But they and
like,
the, but
what?
You're the customer, for Christ's sake. I mean, yes, you. And did they like tell you what your violation was and why you're being banned for
well,
life?
Well, they were just like, you cannot, what was it? Sexual, it's like public indecency.
Did they make it, they called it that?
So this was so long ago. I was 18.
God, this is so amazing.
So I don't remember. I could call him up right now and we could ask him.
No, what I want to do is try to go back to Disneyland with you. Let's go back in and see what happens.
So I've actually been back since then.
Okay, good. So, and everything okay? They didn't pull you out again?
I had a name change because I was married after this many, many years later to someone else. I got married. And so I was like, I wonder if like my retina scan is going to like sound off an alarm.
Well, and also this was, you know, 1990 whatever, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I was 18 when that happened. And then I went back to Disneyland probably when I was like 23.
Well, that's not that long.
It wasn't that long ago or long in between.
Yeah.
And so when I went back, I had a different name on my
did
ID.
Did you have to tell your husband what the issue might be?
I did not.
No, what the fuck would you have done if they'd showed up with the fuzzy handcuffs again?
Oh my, or I've been like, you're not allowed to come in here because you fucked on campgrounds. Like I would have been like, ugh. But no, I didn't say, because I knew that the last name on my license, like they're not going to.
Yeah, but the last name is one thing. They took your picture. Maybe they have facial recognition technology.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a thing there.
I did not know any of this. And Ooh. So it's like every time I went into Disneyland, I was just completely oblivious. You know, I'm like, oh, I can have sex on this ride. They're never going to catch me. Oh, I can go back even though I'm banned for life.
Oh my gosh. Well, congratulations. And
Thank you.
Now to go back to your Southern Baptist upbringing, was this in any kind of response to that? I mean, was this somehow
Well, much like Disney put subliminal messages in there, I think that this was a subliminal thing for me.
Yes.
where I was just like,
fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to watch like, Bambi for Christ's sake when I'm seven.
We're going to do this.
Yeah. We're going to really.
Yeah. Lauren's going to go on Pirates of the Caribbean and be met with seven dwarves, you know, like. This is what I was just, I was like, let's go. I'm trying this shit out.
Incredible. And so back to the Southern Baptist stuff. So you said your mom's not so into that now, right?
You know, I have been through so much in my life. I've done the Playboy stuff and the OnlyFans. I've been banned for life at Disney. I think that my mom has also low-key, like, given up on religion of some kind. She's just
Does she figure
none of this really worked. This didn't protect her at all.
And do you have any siblings?
No.
And so the fact that you that it didn't work with you caused her to give up on it for herself.
Yeah, she tried so hard to protect me. And Mom, God bless you. But it didn't work.
Well, it's not like you're a deviant, like you're a bad person or a criminal or something.
Dr. Drew, I'm getting banned from Disneyland.
No, but they deserved it. they deserved the acting
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, but it was courtesy of the Southern Baptist Church.
I like your mindset.
Church. Yeah, I could see where a kid would go, fuck this shit. Now, you should have thought it through a little bit, but okay, I get it. You're 18. Yeah. But what I'm curious about is the more back to the Southern Baptist stuff. So people that I know that are sort of in that world mm-hmm. also got homeschooled.
I was also homeschooled.
Right. And sort of... low-key, I don't want to say racist, but low-key, like, not open to things.
At all.
Yeah.
It was the most closed-minded.
And so how do you deal with that? How did you come away from that? How did you get better from that?
Well, I moved to Los Angeles.
Like, but as a kid, did you think to yourself, like, are they?
I was so extremely sheltered. I was an elite gymnast from, like, 9 to like essentially 17.
Right, I forgot that piece. And the gymnast thing really kind of requires the homeschooling if you're really doing it.
Yeah, and then there was only 6 girls on the team, and then the 2 people that owned it were parents of one of the girls, and then he was a pastor.
Oh boy.
And so we could only listen to Christian a cappella music while we would work out.
Not even orchestrated music.
Just a cappella, just like harmonizing in the
violin
background.
Might be too much for you girls.
Yeah.
So...
no musical instruments whatsoever.
Just because they give subliminal sex messages?
It was like
messages?
The Church of Christ. So the gym was part of a Church of Christ.
Oh, the gym was part of the whole thing too.
The gym was part of
the
Church
the
of
gymnast.
Christ.
Was it a gymnast's church team?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, go ahead. You were going to say something.
But Southern Baptist, you can have...
Music.
Instruments.
Music, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's different sects and things and people really interpret it in different ways. But
and so I remember that the two like really butted heads when I was in gymnastics because I like got a belly button ring.
Oh boy.
And they were like, you pierced your temple and your body is the temple of God and you're going to hell. And I'm just like, like what
did you,
in the
did
world?
Did you believe it?
No.
Okay. No.
My mom did it too.
Huh.
I asked my dad if I could get my belly button pierced, and he's like, if your mom does it, I'll let you do it. So I went to my mom and I was like, Mom, Dad just called you a pussy.
She's
Dad thinks you're a little bitch.
And that did it.
And he said that there's no chance in hell that you would ever be as adventurous enough to get your belly button pierced. But he said that if you did, it'd probably be the sexiest thing on this planet. And she was like, well, fuck, let's go.
So have you always been that manipulative or is that?
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay, so yeah, but there's a whole, like you've got like a treasure map in your head of things of backup plans
how
and things.
To
yeah,
to get what yeah. I want.
Yeah, yeah, I get it, and so you manipulated Mom, and then that allowed you to get.
Yeah, so then we went, and I came back literally 3 hours later, and I'm like, Dad, look. And then I showed him my belly button and he just storms to my mom and she's like, look. And so then he didn't say anything. And then he really did love it because every single holiday, birthday, Christmas, everything, he'd buy her these decked out belly button rings. Like he got her one that had like a diamond with like rubies around it. And I'm like, okay, you guys, calm down. And so he would spoil her with like super bougie little belly button rings.
Right.
So
it sounds like they were sort of moving away from the church all pretty quick, pretty early.
Yeah.
And yet they were worried about you and the world we were being raised
like,
in.
Oh my gosh, what if
she
grows up and has a mind of her own? Yeah.
And so how, and your dad's still around? He's still?
No, he died of cancer.
Oh, how old were you then?
That was in 2012.
Mm.
So I'm not very good at math.
But when did when was the Playboy thing?
Before that, so I did Playboy.
So he was still around during
that.
How did he take that?
It was so weird. It was really, really weird. I did Playboy TV. I was on this show called Playboy Trip Argentina.
And this is the guys that were really over the top with what they were asking you to do and stuff. You had to set.
No, this was a different. So that was at the very end of my Playboy career.
Got it.
When they asked me to like do some wild shit.
Yeah.
But before that, I was probably arguably the face of Playboy TV.
Mm.
And they took me to Argentina. And me and this girl, Dani Mathers, hosted this show called Playboy Trip Argentina. Looking back on it now, it was extremely embarrassing. I would never do that again. But
probably fun though to go to Argentina.
It was so fun.
Okay, all right.
It was a travel show. So I would do like whitewater river rafting, and then we'd have a photo shoot like under a waterfall for Playboy. And then every single day we would do a new activity, and then we would have a photo shoot that was aligned with the activity.
Did you ever cross paths with the other Travel Channel host, a guy named Bert Kreischer?
No.
And his Travel Channel?
Very different shows.
Very different kinds of shows. Okay, I understand. I don't know. Bert had his shirt off all the time, I imagine. So.
Oh, he would have fit in.
So you're having this big shoot and...
So then I remember when this happened, I got dared to do Playboy by my cousin.
Mm.
And so...
To do a photo shoot or to do hosting?
So my cousin got fake boobs and, you know, fake blonde hair and fake nails. And she was this punk rocker chick that was fully tatted up. And one day out of nowhere, she just changed her entire look. And she came over and I couldn't even recognize her. And it's fine. You can do whatever you want. But she told me that she had done that because she wanted to be a playmate.
How old was she?
She was my age, a year younger than me at the time. And I was 21.
Okay.
And so she told me that she had done all this, and I was like, dude, you didn't have to do all that to do Playboy. You're beautiful the way you are. And she's like, well, don't talk shit about me until you walk a mile in my shoes. And I was like, I would audition. And she's like, you would never. And so she set me up an audition.
Interesting.
And it was in San Diego, and I had to go there on like 3 months later and audition. And it was a cattle call.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, fine. So the day comes, I drive to San Diego. I'm in the line. I get in the room for the audition, and I had never done like really any kind of professional modeling, and I'm standing there in lingerie, and the photographer was like, click, click, great, take it off. And I'm like, oh man, okay. And so I take off all my clothes, and he's like, click, click, cool, you're going to be a playmate.
He knew already?
Yeah. And
wild.
I was like, wow, okay. And he wasn't in charge of it or anything, but he had been shooting for Playboy, I guess, more than any other photographer. So he had an eye. Mm. And so as I was leaving, the casting director for Playboy TV ran out to my car after me. And he was like, hey, do you have a passport? And I was like, yeah. He's like, can you come to Playboy offices tomorrow? We want to audition you to go to a show in Argentina.
Oh, my God. It was that quick.
It was all in one day.
So crazy. Did you call your friend?
I sat in my car for a minute, and I was just like,
And you're 21?
And I'm 21.
Jeez.
And I'm like, how do I tell my dad this? And I'm like, I know. I won't. I just won't. So I'll tell my mom. And so I call my mom, and I tell my mom, and I'm like, Mom, I got this great opportunity. It's going to pay me a lot of money. At the time, what I thought was a lot of money wasn't a lot of money. But I'm like, it's
you're 21.
Like, I'm like, there's a couple of zeros here, you know, and it's more than $100. So I'm going.
Yeah.
And I was like, so I'm going to Argentina for Playboy TV. I'm going to be gone for 3 months. And
3 months?
It was 3 months total. So I was there for a month. We'd come back, and then we go, and then we come back, and we went.
Oh my goodness.
And so then, my mom was like, you have to tell your dad. And I was like, no, I don't. You have to tell my dad.
Oof.
And she was like, no, you do. And so we had this little back and forth thing. Anyway, she ended up telling my dad. And then when the episodes came out, my dad subscribed to Playboy TV.
Yeah.
And he watched my episodes.
And?
Because he wanted to know just how slutty it was. And it was pretty slutty. And, I just remember my mom telling me, like, Dad's on episode 6. And I'm like, this is fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, why is he watching this?
Why,
like,
doesn't he stop?
Yes, stop. Like, just stop. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, did the church do this to him?
Good question.
Like, this
did
is,
Disney call
yeah,
him and tell
what's
him
going
that,
on? Why?
That the criminal,
why?
This criminal's loose in southern... where were you? What city were you in?
Mesquite, Texas. Ghetto. Just what you would expect of a dad to watch his daughter on Playboy TV. Ugh. And so, it's not, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. He just wanted, he wanted to see what the fuck I was doing.
No.
And I mean, he didn't enjoy it. Like my, like I'm just, and he was an alcoholic. So I'm sure he was sitting there just getting enraged.
Oh, no, forget enraged, drunk.
Oh my gosh. And so then I remember, like, after that whole episode came out,
oof,
I went home for Christmas. And my dad had cancer and he was dying and he was getting rid of everything that he owned. He was selling his car. He was selling all of his tools in his garage because he couldn't afford chemo and he couldn't afford to keep Jesus. Anything. I didn't grow up with money, which is why I thought what Playboy was paying me was a lot. But I did make some good money there.
Yeah.
And I came home for Christmas and I saw what my dad was doing. And I was like, you're not going to do this.
You could pay for the chemo.
And I paid for all of it.
Wow. Good
so
for
I
you.
Paid for the rest of his therapy. I paid for him to keep his car. I paid for everything in the garage. I was like, you're going to keep all of his stuff. And you're going to live a happy life. And you're just going to chill. And you're going to be okay.
And did he have any thoughts about it?
I think that what was coming for me was a very angry talk about Playboy. And I think I dissolved that. And I didn't do that on purpose. I didn't do that because I didn't want the talk.
Right.
I just did that because when I walked in the door, what I saw was sad.
Mm.
And I wanted...
What kind of cancer did he have?
He had a neuro cancer.
Neuroblastoma or something like that?
Something.
Or?
It was in his sinuses.
Craniopharyngioma?
I don't know. But he got a brain tumor. Half his face went paralyzed. It was really sad to see. It was traumatizing, really.
Yeah.
And so the only question he asked me was, he said, is your tattoo real? I have a tattoo of a kiss on my butt. And he wanted to know if that was real. And I was like, yeah.
Real as opposed to something like the makeup put on?
Like,
or something?
A, like a fake tattoo.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it's real. And he's like, so you got a tattoo. And I'm like, so you've seen 3 months.
And this is what you're worried
and
about?
And you're worried about my tattoo.
Wow.
You're worried about not the first set or second set of lips, but the third?
Yeah. You are a complicated person, Lauren. You've had a you've had a complicated life.
I've been through a lot.
Yeah, you've been through a lot.
I've been through a lot.
Yeah. And I'm still a little more interested in the church stuff, but maybe on our future conversations.
Hey, we can talk about it as
about
long as
because,
you want. I'm just
because I worry about those things. People tend to get a little paranoid sometimes when they get into those in those isolated groups.
Yeah,
and I'm wondering how you avoided that.
You mean like the cliques of the church?
The fact that when you're in a silo that's isolated, you get a little narrow-minded, so you can get racist and sexist and all kinds of things. But you also can get paranoid about all kinds of weird. You can start thinking things are so that aren't easily because you don't get the information.
That's true. I am lucky enough to have been so awkward as a child that I really didn't have friends.
What, now, the other thing about the homeschooling is usually they have like... You go to things with other kids. There's social events and some communal stuff where other homeschool kids get together. Is it because of the gymnastics that you just didn't have that part?
Our school was so different because it was upstairs in the gym. It wasn't in a different location.
So it was part of the gymnastics program.
Yeah, we would be at gym. The gym at 5:30 in the morning. We'd start working out from 6 to noon. We had 6
goodness.
Hours of training. Noon to 1, we would have lunch. 1 to 5, we would have school, and we'd go upstairs.
God, no wonder you were acting out at 18.
Yeah.
You were ready to blow a fuse.
Oh, my gosh. And so then...
Do you still have that kind of impulse? You know, do you feel sort of contained still?
I mean, now I just have fun. I don't have like an impulse to do any like rowdy, crazy stuff. I mean,
you don't still feel like you're being like held in.
No,
held, yeah.
I think because of stand up.
Mm.
Because I really get up there and I just
so stand up is that.
Yeah, I have fun and I talk about whatever I want to say and I'm
you
like.
You got to tell this story. More of this stuff. Tell about the Disneyland stuff.
Yeah.
Just that story is very entertaining. And I'm sure that, and I'm sure there's 20 jokes you could pull out of it. You know?
Have a whole 10-minute set wrapped around
Yeah, I have
Disneyland
no doubt. Yeah,
stuff.
I think there's like a lot to be mined there. We just did 45 minutes on it.
I know. But I haven't told that story in detail and roots and stuff, I don't think, ever.
Well, I mean, think about the landscape we just covered. We went from subliminal images to the church to the homeschooling to the Disney acting out.
Yeah, and it's all weirdly connected.
And the Playboy thing is sort of, to me, feels almost like its own Disneyland.
Yeah.
Lore in Disneyland experience.
Well, after you hear about all the other bullshit I've done, Playboy's just like, ah, it's no big deal.
So the lesson here, guys, is don't put your girls in gymnastics. Don't homeschool them. What? Don't worry about it. Just
no! Gymnastics was the best thing that ever happened to me.
You still feel that way?
I don't know what I would have ever done without gymnastics.
Probably not had sex in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, then I'm glad I did it.
All right, good. There you go. Let's take another call. We've got Tim on Houston here as a question. Hi, Tim. What's going on?
Hi. I've been in the fire service for over 20 years. In the last couple of years, I've developed some form of anxiety about putting on my gear while going to a call.
Yes.
Almost like a claustrophobic feel.
Yes.
And just curious if that is that something that can develop in a person over time, just a phobia?
Yes.
Or is it something deeper that maybe a stressor that I haven't dealt with?
No.
Causing the
no.
anxiety?
It's very simple, Tim. I mean, this is how phobias develop. For instance, fear of flying is sort of the classic one, and it kind of comes on out of nowhere. You can be a regular flyer and all of a sudden get fear of flying. It peaks. It will kind of go and plateau and peak, and then will just go away all of a sudden. That's sort of a typical fear of flying course. And phobias of all types sort of come on like this. They sort of can come out of nowhere, seemingly. I would urge you to go check out a website, IOCDF, as in Frank, .org, the International Obsessive Compulsive Disorder Federation, IOCDF.org. Okay. Phobias are in the sort of OCD kind of world, probably more than anything, because they respond to exposure therapy. So the way you get over fear of flying, you fly. But you have to, it has to be in tolerable doses, and you have to be with somebody that kind of knows how to dose you and what to dose you with. But exposure therapies, you can read all about it at that website. It's one of the best patient advocacy disease-specific websites I know of, IOCDF.org. And you should do something about this. You're in Houston. You know, Menninger's is in Houston, and they have some of the best OCD treatment around. So you might consult with Menninger's Institute. It's a famous psychiatric institute. Okay. It's in Houston. But go to the IOCDF.org. I'm sure Menninger's is represented there. And you've got to get somebody to kind of get you through some exposure therapy, because this could get disabling. You know, it's part of your career. You're going to be, it's probably, it might get worse. You know, it could also get better too, by the way. I mean, the fact that you're sort of able to kind of see it through and keep doing it might make it better. Could also make it worse. So do consult on that, because it's your career after all. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, sir. Well done. Do you have any OCD or phobias or anything like that?
I don't think so.
I had fear of flying horribly when I was probably in my late 20s. Came out of nowhere.
Oh.
And I got over it by flying on Julio Iglesias's jet.
Wow.
Strangely, we were flown home from Las Vegas on his jet, and it was this beautiful Gulfstream 4 with these giant porthole windows, and it was so beautiful, and I could talk to the pilot. Yeah, you have to look up who Julio Iglesias is. You guys don't know?
Yeah.
Wow. Julio was one of the most famous singers in the world for many, many years.
He's so tan.
Yes.
Enrique is his dad.
Yeah, I can see it in the face.
I was just completely comfortable. And I thought to myself, I can fly without anxiety. It's possible to fly without anxiety.
Why
and
were
that was
you
the
on
end
his
of
jet?
He was, it seemed to me he was trying to be, make some inroads into the sort of, with the kids, we get down with the kids. And I was on K-Rock in Los Angeles at the time. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we were yet syndicated, but he came on as a guest on Loveline. And he offered to do Ricky Rackman from Headbangers Ball, if you remember back then, his wedding at a church, that he would be stand up with them and pay for it and fly everybody in and out and stuff. And it was, I think it was him. I remember all the Sony record guys were around too. I think it was him just trying to get in with the kids, you know?
Yeah.
And he did a good job. I mean, he was a nice guy and a really interesting dude. And, you know.
Well, hey, he helped you get over your fear of flying.
Completely ended it. Completely ended it.
That's great.
Let's talk about another email. It's entitled Backdoor Problems. I'm a gay guy who loves riding thick cock.
Chad, Mark Tyson, that?
I know. That will end up on a loop, just so you know. Lately, I've been noticing a trend. I find bits of blood and irritation every time I use toys. Sometimes it's just one time, doesn't happen the rest of the adventure, or becomes too painful to continue. Taking breaks varying from days to even a month, still same results. Is there some sort of tear that takes a long time to heal? Or is this a result of hemorrhoid? Could be hemorrhoid. And it could be fissures and could be tears. And the thing about tears and fissures in that area is they just keep recurring. Every time you traumatize the area, it happens again.
So, yeah, you need a smaller dick.
Smaller dick, and maybe go see a proctologist or actually any kind of physician can take a look at it and tell you what's going on back there. Sometimes some local cortisone, that kind of thing, can help out quite a bit.
Drew, what about poppers? Do those help with that?
That can relax things a little bit, the muscles down there, but this sounds like a structural thing.
What's a popper?
It's like amyl nitrate, right? And they just sort of people.
It's like a what?
Amyl nitrate, they do these. It's used a lot in the gay community, and it just sort of causes a sudden vascular dilatation, and you get a little rush and high, and it can relax muscles, relax your anus.
Like a roofie?
No, a roofie makes you unconscious, right? This is just sort of a sudden, you know, a little brief rush, a rush, they would say.
Got it. Like a whip it.
It is very much like that.
Okay.
Yeah, very much like that. What's that?
I'm just saying sus, that's all.
Sus?
Sus. Yep, that means all. Suspect. See, you teach me a poppet and I'll teach you sus.
What is a suspect about what now?
You just say sus when something's sus. I'm just saying sus. That's just
You guys got
to
help me.
I have to say.
Sus.
Meaning you wouldn't do that or it's dubious?
It seems suspect.
I definitely wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it. It's suspect to do poppers or any of these things. Right. Well, the nitrous is the other one. Well, maybe you've done it. Huh? I don't know.
You're right. And he does sound a little sus, doesn't he?
Hey, homie, you the one with the advice, nigga?
Asking all these questions back here.
Well, guys, you got me.
I thought I was your... Whatever.
Is what?
Nothing. So anyway... Oh my goodness! Where is this show gone? I blame Lauren. I blame Lauren.
Down in
it's
the
gone
gutter.
Sus, it's gone sus. It's gone this sus. Is full on sus.
It's sus.
I'm learning something. Let's look at some videos. Let's do that.
Absolutely.
I think a pretty fart girl would probably. Oh, this is it. That was her farting. Good for her. Let's see it again. Oh, there's another one. It's the same girl.
Yep.
So this is like fart fetish? But what I like...
Am I calling content?
I like the way she cracks her own shit up with it.
I'm so blessed.
I'm so blessed?
Hold on.
Wow.
Of course.
There's something.
I wonder what smells worse, her farts or her armpits.
Yeah, yeah. Good question. Interesting. There's something intriguing about her, I gotta say.
Well, you know, if her armpits are that hairy, her butthole is not waxed.
Mm-hmm. Everyone should have a waxed butthole. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, Lauren's looking at me like, fuck yeah, okay, I get it.
I mean,
yeah, well.
Mm-hmm. If she's gonna be that open about it.
Yeah, why not clean it all up?
She doesn't care.
I do want to get deep into your ass crack.
Oh my God, what is that? Me reading emails again?
It just seemed appropriate.
So, but I like the fact that she took the any pose in that opening little thing. Not of. She
jumped right into that.
She had the any gargoyle pose. Can we just see the gargoyle pose again, just so I can just
sure.
enjoy the.
Yeah, okay, first of all, I don't know how she didn't shit her pants.
Yes, good question.
And also, why do you need to be on a toilet to do that?
I think it's just part of the, is it part of the fetish, maybe?
Just, you know.
Is it a fetish or is it a comedy act?
It's comedy, I think.
It's just stupid.
It's comedy, but I think she's actually farting.
No, I agree with that.
She's definitely doing it.
But farts are funny.
It's true.
It's just one of those things where art imitates life, life imitates
life. I have mixed feelings about it. I'm mixed.
Also, I will say she did kind of cheat, though, so.
Oh, tell me.
It was kind of inspiring to see her do that, but I mean, to be honest, she grabbed the railing, so I mean, it's not that cool.
Oh, that's oh, so see, true.
When any shits, he has to go freehand.
You jump with that tenacity without holding on to anything? Let's watch the tape one more time. I don't need to jump.
He just climbs aboard.
Yeah, I just climb up. But see how she grabbed that rail? Cheating.
But she like jumped, really jumped.
Boo.
One more time.
So you got
it. She could have landed without grabbing it. She already landed. Why? What'd you grab?
I'm so proud of this episode. And so, when I learned that any engage, this is his pose. This is how he evacuates himself.
Yeah.
I was so intrigued. I was just completely enraptured with the idea that this gargoyle pose. But I've since learned that internationally, it's not so uncommon. Not that uncommon. There's a lot of people.
I've never put my feet on a toilet. On the top of a toilet like that ever.
Even when you're, so women sometimes do that hovering thing.
Like I hover.
But you don't hover this way. What kind of crazy nut would do that, Eddie? I don't know. Jeez.
I would pee all over my shoes.
Right. That's
like,
right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't, it's not always just like a straight flow stream,
and,
you know?
And so hovering is really more of a half leg squat.
It's like you're going to sit on a chair.
Yeah.
But you hover.
But it seemed to me always that
air squat.
But that kind of hovering would also cause a little constriction of the bladder neck. So
it's a little bit of a mind game. Yeah, you gotta relax yourself
at the same time as you're squatting.
Yeah.
So happy to learn that.
I actually have a question. When you take shits like this, is there ever any time where you like miscalculate where you're aiming, where you're like, oh shit, I just hit like the edge?
Never miscalculate.
Wait a minute. I thought you told me once you hit the edge once.
Cap. Never said that.
Okay.
Sus.
What is cap?
Very sus.
What does cap mean? Very sus?
Cap is very sus, actually. Sus. What is that? It's in the same category.
Is it short for something?
Cap means lie.
Lie. Okay, got it. Yeah. Oh, this is a full fucking language course today. This is awesome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Look at you go.
I mean, this has been just a lovely journey.
I learned what cap meant today too. I thought cap meant too much, like no cap. Oh, no lie. God. Actually, that is right. It is no lie. Yeah. No cap.
Okay.
No
cat
lie.
Or cap?
Cap, like cap. A baseball yeah. cap.
Yes, there's been a Puckock satire of contemporary mores.
Man, I wish she had a cuter fart. I don't think her fart sounds that good.
Yeah, but I think that's sort of the incongruity that she's looking kind of pretty and the crazy, disgusting fart. I think that's the juxtaposition.
It just sounds like a little like airsoft gun to me.
I wonder what she does to prepare herself. I'm sure there's a whole procedure.
I remember somebody showed
me a whole line of porn, I guess, of cake farts. You ever seen that?
Oh, yeah, that's a classic. Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a classic. Yeah, yeah, right. yeah. Okay. Is this in that same zone?
Absolutely not. She's not farting on a cake.
No, but I mean, if you were to like this, would you like cake farts?
I think you're comparing apples and
apples and oranges. Yeah.
Cake fart. So a cake fart is when someone farts on a cake?
It's these images. Oh, no.
Bring it up. No. I don't have it ready. I haven't gone to the website in decades.
These women, there was something going around in the like 2000s. These women that would sit on cakes and fart. That's essentially it. It would seem like they were chocolate, like layer
like,
cakes.
Like, were they air dusting it?
No, they were like
sitting on the cake.
On the cake.
Farting.
Yeah. What is this?
You know, I haven't been to this.
Do birthday cakes.
Sure.
What? Oh, no.
If we get it. All right. Well, looks like someone else bought this domain. We're now in a
They're actually selling cakes.
Honestly, Whole Foods, smart move. That's a real smart move.
Wow. I wonder how much publicity Whole Foods has gotten from that.
From cake farts.
All right, a site that doesn't work, a good sign. Right. Nope, that's still...
Make a Wish Foundation?
Wait, maybe it's cakefarts.edu?
Or .org? I can't believe we're doing this, but here we are.
Cakefarts.org. Maybe it just doesn't work.
What if you just put Kate Farts in Okay.
Get ready to cut away,
there we go.
Copy that.
This sure is
Once upon a time.
Okay.
Look like a Disney movie.
Wow, it's so interesting though.
I want to go.
What's interesting though?
Some of these,
there's sort of an evolution to these things that that are sort of meme-esque at one time. You know, people get a hold of them and convert them into other things. It's interesting. All right, enough. Oh, original? What?
Oh,
now it's on
this
TikTok.
This is looking familiar.
Oh, this is a guy looking at it. Oh, okay. Yeah, here we go. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Cake for it?
Yep.
Is that it?
Fucking TikTok.
I think that's it. Yeah, it's somebody finding that video.
Cake farts is hard.
It's enough. We've bored everybody enough with this. We have so.
I don't know. Lauren still looks pretty interested.
I'm intrigued.
All right, if you wish.
He wants to see the cake fart.
But like a girl sits on a cake and farts, yes. Does it explode?
It has a whole gross kind of a thing. Yes.
Then maybe we could pass.
It makes a cool sound.
Yeah, it's especially okay. Wet.
I'll look it up in my own time.
I think that's good. I think we should wrap this show up. We've run the cycle. We've done the cycle. I've learned more about you, and that's been thank you for sharing all that with
you're
us.
You're welcome.
Been as always very interesting. And I tell me when you're going to tell the Disney story at a comedy act, because I will be there.
I will. I haven't told it in years. This was
why
a
this is not
part,
why it's not part of your routine stand-up. I don't know
so. Because I like to talk about things that are going on with my life now, so I like to try
that.
To keep it
I get that
pretty.
But you know why it's so funny? Because it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That you could really punch people with some punchlines when they're like cringing with the mop-up scene.
Every now and then, you know, comedy shows have some really cool like themes and stuff. Mm. Like there's one that's like a half-baked show where you do your set and then you smoke weed and then you go back and you do the exact same set, but you do it high.
Ah.
I have not done that one yet, but I've heard about it. But there's like some fun shows that you can do. And every now and then I'll come across one that's like a storytelling show.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's the perfect place.
There you go. Well, we're going to have to look for those. Thank you for being here. Look for where again, the websites.
My social media handle is at I am Lauren Compton.
And everything's I am Lauren Compton.
Everything.
LAUREN.
COMPTON, just like the city.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
See you all next time.
Bye.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.